Hey guys, what's up? God bless. Thank you again so much for tuning in here to Hope Ministries. I am your podcast host, Kenny. I'm glad to be back and with a new episode here. I know my last one was on Thursday, and again, I mentioned it in many of my previous recordings and episodes that when the weekend comes, it gets kind of hectic. So, you know, I wait till Monday, wait till Tuesday to kind of get things, you know, situated. And actually yesterday, the reason why I didn't record was because I was able to have one of those like unique, just all day hangouts with my girlfriend, Laura. I mean, I love doing that with her. She's so funny. She's so awesome. And we really get that because she has a different schedule than I do. And we have church, we have ministry work and everything in between. And especially with Columbia coming up in a week, we were able just to hang out. We went shopping, we had dinner, we watched movies. It was just so fun to do that with her. So for all my couples out there, you know what I'm talking about. It's great to have those moments with your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend. And we took advantage of that yesterday. So today I'm going to record. I'm pretty happy because today we were supposed to have a snow day. It was supposed to be ugly weather. But thanks be to God because he's awesome and he watches over us. The snow came and it left immediately. The sun came out and we don't got to shovel nothing. So again, it's a little cold, chilly, but I'll take that any day over snow on the ground and shoveling, which is really annoying, to be honest with you. So I want to get into my weekend. How did my weekend go? I hope your weekend went awesome. I hope that whatever you had to do, it was accomplished. I hope that you relaxed, you rested up, your batteries are recharged, and you're ready to go this week. And my weekend actually started off pretty awesome. On Friday, my father had given me the nod to bring the message at our ministry, Jesus Christ, Hope of the Family. And of course, I'm always ready because you never know. You know, that's one thing if you're out there listening to this and you're aspiring to be a preacher, a pastor, a minister, or just a servant, just always have something ready. Write things down because God is always talking. Knowing now that I have that relationship with him, he's always saying something to you directly that's going to edify you and help you. But also when you fully implemented in your life, you're able to impart to other people. So I do that a lot in my life, and I'm still learning how to do that, you know, constantly and frequently. But I was able to bring the message on Friday, and I thank you, my cousin Matthew, for always being there to help me translate. I know he was kind of under the weather this weekend, but hey man, he's a trooper, so thanks Maddie. But it was about truth and about absolute truth. And if many of you don't know, well, the word gospel means good news, but it also, the word gospel in translation, it also means absolute truth, something, a thing that is absolutely true. And if what, you know, I guess if you don't really know about Jesus or about the Bible or the Word, you might think like, well, that's really me. I guess that's perspective or based on religion or what you believe. But the gospel is absolute truth because it was what Jesus brought from the Father, from the Creator, the one who started all this. He was bringing down the precepts, the perspectives, the truth, the kingdom culture to us. And it was just so inspiring because for me, I think sometimes we drift away from the truth and we get into a truth. We transform ourselves, we hide ourselves and under, I guess, our deficiencies and our weaknesses, and we create these false truths for ourselves that kind of help us go from day to day. They also help us have conversations with people every single day. But the reality is this: could you imagine having just full out conversations with absolute transparent truth that you can say what's in your heart, you can say what's in your mind, and nothing, well, I wouldn't say nothing would go wrong. There would be confrontations, there would be people who are like, wait, what's wrong with this guy? But could you imagine having these flowing conversations and edifying each other? Like, can you imagine someone walking in here and into your house and saying, hey, I want you to try my pie. And you say, listen, the pie, you try the pie and it wasn't good. You say, you know what, your pie needs this. And the person says, you know what, thank you so much for that critique, I'm going to do that. That doesn't happen every single day. Just take your normal conversations every single day with friends, coworkers, any person you speak to on a daily basis, even strangers. We kind of say things that just make sense for the moment, but absolute truth is needed. We need this again. I mean, so many things are challenged nowadays. I'm writing in my new book that I'm writing about 10 years ago, there was truths that no one would challenge and no one would even dare debate. Now people are rising up left and right, challenging truths because of afflictions, because of rejections, or just flat out because of ignorance. But living in the absolute truth of the gospel will set you free. The word says that the truth shall set you free from condemnation, from sin, from all the things that the enemy is trying to pervert this nation with, and is even this world with. So if you guys want to know more about that, please check out my Facebook. I went live with it. Again, Kenny Ruiz Diaz is my Facebook. I have it up there. And absolute truth, please, because I want to get into the next topic, which was Saturday. And that was my friend John Brutus, which I used to go to high school with, and now turns out me and him are on fire for God, so that's a blessing in itself. Him and his wife, Sophia, and their beautiful child, Mariah, they had their second birthday, which was actually Peppa Pig theme, which happened to be Jasmine's. I'm not sure if it's still her favorite show, because she's kind of growing, she's turning 5 next month, but she was just passionate about this show, so I knew a lot about Peppa Pig. But it was so cool, it was downstairs in their church, they set up everything so beautiful. It was just fun. They had food and music, and they had clowns and face painting, and it was a good time with them. But it was also so cool to share fellowship with a different ministry, to go over there and to have fun, and to also support his family, because that's what we do here, right? We're not here about promoting ourselves. We're here about supporting our brothers and sisters and everything we're doing. So that was pretty cool. Shout out to you, John, Sophia, and Mariah. And of course, Sunday was service. Sunday is always a great day because it's service day, because, you know, we get to go to church and just share fellowship with our brothers and sisters, have fun, and receive the word and be edified and be prepared for yet another week that God is going to give us. So again, if for anyone out there who goes to Sunday service and kind of is like, oh, I have to go, this sounds like a kind of crazy advice, but I wouldn't go anymore if you're going because you're forced. If you have Sunday service and you don't want to be there, it's like being locked in your room, you know, or doing something against your will. Anything you do against your will is also it's followed by reluctance, by unwillingness. So, you know, be passionate about going to church. And if you're finding a hard time finding your niche, what you want to do, quote unquote, the calling we're going to speak about, I'm going to talk about this topic tomorrow. But I want to give a snippet of that, because I feel like sometimes we go to church and we're lost because we don't know our calling. I'm going to give you a very simple definition of what your calling is. Your calling is to live like Jesus in your every single day lifestyle. Every single day life situations, live like Jesus. WWJD, to make it very, I guess, just easy for us. It's what would Jesus do in this situation? Going to the bank, going to the gym, doing your hobby, at work, wherever you may be. What would Jesus do? Who would he speak to? How would he bring his love to this person? That's your calling. But we're going to get into that in the next episode, because I want to wrap this one up here. Also, I'm asking you guys to keep me in your prayers. Columbia is coming up next week. I won't lie to you, I'm a little nervous for many reasons. But I mean, preaching in Spanish, meeting family I haven't seen in forever. I mean, 23 plus years. I actually found out it wasn't 17 years. It's been 23 years. So that's pretty cool. And also, last but not least, I want to give just shout outs to people. I know Heather got married this past weekend. So Heather, if you're listening, if you happen to hear this from somebody, congratulations to you. I want to also congratulate people who got accepted to colleges they've been looking to get into. I know this is that season. People are getting back acceptance letters. Also, job promotions, other birthdays I didn't mention, engagements, maybe newborns, anything in between. If you're celebrating something today, even just life, if you're celebrating just being happy and joyful that you're alive, maybe you're cured from some disease, glory be to God. I'm with you on that. I want to celebrate that with you. And last but not least, I also want to mention Testimony Tuesdays. I'm sorry I haven't been bringing some up. I haven't been posting them at all. If you've been following me, I'm going to get back into that. I know that I have to make more time to do these things, but those will be going back up very soon. So just keep praying that God opens up opportunities for myself and for you, because I also want to hear stories from what you guys go through and what you're receiving as well too. So I thank you so much, guys, for tuning into this. I know it's a little long, but I want to get everyone caught up on what happened this weekend. And I bless you guys. I pray that the Lord multiplies your blessings. But not only that, I don't want to only focus on the blessings. I hope that you're able to just fulfill what he wants you to do on a daily basis. Every single day, like I said before about your calling, you're able to just love people and love who they are and invest in them and be there for them. Today we were at Macy's, and I'll make this my last story. We saw this man who, it was two African-American guys, men, two black men. And, you know, he wanted to go, the store clerk was getting his shoes, but the customer thought he gave him an attitude. And then he proceeded to tell me and my father that, oh, it's because I'm black that he's doing this. And I'm like, I mean, dude, I guess I had to tell him, like, listen, I'm pretty sure that's not the problem. But you can tell he was very angry, very aggressive for no reason. But I took that situation. I said, Lord, we need to diffuse the anger. Don't you hate dissension, you hate division, and you hate when these things happen to the people you've created. So I had to diffuse it. I kind of tried to put a smile on his face, but the guy wasn't having it. But after that, me and my father thanked the clerk for his service, as we told him that Jesus loves him and that things are going to get better. So, hey, Maybe the other guy left and he was still in a rut, but the store clerk, we were able to help him out, give him some love, inspire him. So go out there, encourage somebody, show them that they're worth so much. Show your anybody, people who earn tips, people who work hard, show them how much God loves them. I hope you have a great night, and God bless you all.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.